you're on the wrong track, this is a great place to join, because it gets you right back on the right path to going on the road to success.
On a visit to Madison, Challenge Academy cadet Montez Bowers of Milwaukee said he found out about the program through a cousin. That's not uncommon, since the National Guard-sponsored academy began operating at Fort McCoy nearly 10 years ago. Successful graduates have been among its best advocates. Cadets like Austin Buckles of Viroqua usually are having problems at school.
I wasn't successful in school, and I would have never made it. I'd have never made a high school diploma. And so I came for both discipline and for an education.
Cadet Darla Yang of Green Bay had a hard time asking for help in school.
At the academy, everybody's here for the same reason. Therefore, you don't feel awkward going up to the instructor saying, hey, I need help.
The cadets complete a 22-week residential program at Fort McCoy. Each has an adult mentor, something Challenge Academy Director Mike McLaren says is a key component.
Not to supplant the family. We're not here to shun the mothers and fathers and guardians away, but to give the kid an additional asset for consultation, for advice, for guidance.
And there are plenty who need that help. According to the Challenge Academy's own website, 1 out of 5 high school students in Wisconsin is either a dropout or habitual truant, a total of some 84,000 annually. McLaren says about 75% of Academy participants successfully complete the 22-week residential program. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.